for simplicity's sake, I have decided to make all the resistors in the top picture all 1,000 ohm resistors. In the real world, it's seldom like that, but this makes it somewhat easier to comprehend, I think. In a simple series circuit, the top picture, most leftmost circuit, R1 and R2 are simply in series. They go from R1 connects to the positive terminal of the power supply, R2 connects to the ground of the power supply. And thus you have two resistors, in this case both 1,000 ohms. And the power supply is 10 volts. I'm just pulling the numbers out of the air. The current that flows through that circuit, if you have a resistance across the power supply and you know the resistance and you know the voltage, you can compute the current. The two resistors in series are 1,000 ohms each. You simply get a numerical sum of their total resistance. And in this case, that's 2,000 ohms because they're 1,000 ohms apiece. That 2,000 ohms, when you divide that, well, when you say 10 volts divided by the 2,000 ohms, you end up with 0.005 amps. That's 5 milliamps. So that's how much current is going to draw. Now, obviously, the meter is drawing some small amount of current. We're going to call that current negligible. It isn't always. Sometimes the resistances are so high, if they were mega ohm resistors, then the meter would certainly have an effect on the circuit. But at 1,000 ohms, the meter's effect is negligible. That is, it's so small to be considered irrelevant. Knowing the current flowing through the circuit, and knowing the resistance of each of the resistors in the circuit, one can calculate the voltage drop across each resistor. In this case, R2, you multiply the 5 milliamps, that's 0.005, times 1,000, and you end up with 5 volts. The meter will read half scale, assuming the meter is a 10-volt meter, when you connect it across the terminals of R2. And since R2 is connected to ground, the meter is connected also to ground and connected to the middle point where the two meters come together, effectively puts the meter across R2. If you were to disconnect the meter and place it from the positive terminal to the center point where they come together, you would also read 5 volts, but you would be reading it across R1. Now, it's a coincidence that both of them drop 5 volts because both of them are 1,000 ohm resistors. If that weren't the case, then they wouldn't divide the voltage exactly in half. Moving on to the next center circuit, we've added an extra wrinkle. You no longer can simply add up the resistors that are in a series circuit because part of the circuit is parallel. R3 and R2 are in parallel with one another and then in series with R1. The point where R3 and R2 come together with ground is one terminal of the power supply. Positive terminal on R1 is the other terminal of the power supply. So to calculate the total resistance across the power supply, and therefore figure out what the current is, requires one to know in advance what the total equivalent resistance of R3 and R2 is. If you go down to the bottom picture, I have a formula for calculating any number of parallel resistors' total equivalent resistance. That formula will, when you apply it to 1,000 ohm resistors, if you have two 1,000 ohm resistors in parallel with one another, their equivalent resistance is 500 ohms. So now, knowing that the top resistor is 1,000 ohm and the equivalent of R2 and R3 together is 500, we now know that the total equivalent resistance of the whole circuit is now 1,500 ohms. If it's a 10-volt circuit, that 1,500 ohms is going to draw 0.00666 an infinitum. You know, it's a long trail of sixes that goes on forever. You've seen those repeating decimal numbers. But that's the current, or approximately 6.66 milliamps. Okay, 6.66 milliamps times 500 ohms, which you have to, if you're going to get the voltage where the meter is reading, you have to be trying to calculate the resistance of the pair of them, the parallel equivalent of them, and that's 500 ohms. When you multiply that 500 ohms times the 0.006666, when you multiply that times 500 ohms, you get 3.333 volts. And in other words, you get one-third of the 10 volts that was up there. Oddly enough, if you connect the meter, instead of between R2 and ground, or between the point where the two resistors R1 and R2 come together, and R3 for that matter, if you connected it instead of to ground, you connected it over to the positive side, you would instead be reading 6.66 volts, because R1 is dropping the other part of the voltage. The power supply is still 10 volts. So if the bottom resistors only have a third of the total power supply voltage across them, then the top resistor is where the rest of the voltage is. In the third frame, I show what happens when you connect R3 across R1. This makes the circuit kind of upside down, but now R2 drops 66%, or 6.66 volts. R3 and R1 in parallel work out to 500 ohms. R2 is still 1,000 ohms, so you still have 1,500 ohms resistance. The circuit is basically distorted in an interesting way, but it's more or less the same circuit as the center one. I have suggested in the parts for your notes that you go out and get yourself some kind of an inexpensive meter so that you can play with some real resistors and actually see this phenomenon take place. I don't have the stuff I need to give you pictures yet. I want to give you pictures of resistors along with instructions for reading the color codes on them. But that will come later. For now, you'll have to read the owner's manual and figure out how to read the resistors with the meter, which is probably a useful thing for you to do if you're trying to learn how to use your meter. Good luck.